Join KUAF for a countrywide live cinecast of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me later today at the Razorback Theater in Fayetteville. It's Peter and Carl on the big screen with Paula Poundstone, Tom Baudette, and Mo Rocca, plus celebrity guest Steve Martin and soul act Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings as the house band. Tickets and more information about today's show can be found at KUAF.com.
Pat Ryan Key didn't have a master plan for other people to hear his music, but other people are hearing it now. He's part of the trio I Do Declare, along with Austin Smith and Taylor Smith, a band now playing well beyond its Rogers roots at venues in cities like Little Rock and St. Louis. And he's also playing solo acoustic gigs, including at tomorrow night's Sow Your Seed Party, kicking off the latest submission season for the Offshoot Film Festival. Before he plays at that party at Nightbird Books in Fayetteville tomorrow night, we invited him to the Furman Garner Performance Studio.
I've been out of school for a year. I just graduated and, you know, went out in the professional workforce, and I felt like there was something missing, you know, with school. It takes up so much of your time, and all of a sudden it's gone. You get bored easily, and I just moved in with my old friend, and who became our bassist in the band eventually. He had all this recording equipment, and it was really kind of just sitting gathering dust, and so we started, you know, he taught me how to use it, and then it kind of just hit the ground running from there, and then it kind of became its own monster, and we were both so excited about it, we kind of just said, well, you know, let's try to keep this going, you know, and then after the, I started in the summer of 2010, and then we released the record in January of 2011, and we're still flowing off its momentum.
So, and now in I Do Declare, it's you and Austin,
mm-hmm.
who you mentioned.
Yes.
And Taylor.
Yes, sir.
Drummer.
Our drummer, Taylor. And it was quite a different experience starting it, because my only intention was to record. You know, I always wanted to be playing music, but it takes so much time. And I was, you know, leery of having to work and trying to have a social life. You know, how could I fit music in there? But if I could write and do it on my own time, I thought, you know, hey, that would be cool. And then when I released the record, at the time, I had recorded all the instruments. I didn't have any contacts or any other friends that were involved in the music, because I was just a businessman at the time, you know. And one of the songs started being played on a local radio program quite frequently, and then all of a sudden I'd start getting a demand for needing a band. And so I was sitting there left scratching my head, you know, and I asked Austin, the time, and I got Taylor, and then we just started playing. It was playing every couple months and once a month, and now it's weekly, knock on wood.
You were named, right, at the NAMAs in 2012 as the best new artist?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it looks like you'll be the last best new artist, because the NAMAs don't happen anymore.
As unfortunate as that is for the NAMAs, that is quite an honor. You know, growing up here and kind of being a secret musician, if you will, you know, you kind of always look up to all the people in there. And then to be named the first year we got to even start playing, you know, and even nominated was quite an honor, because it's not the players, it's the business side of it, you know, the promoters and the bar owners and, you know, all those people. To catch wind of I Do Declare was such a shock, you know, because I didn't think that we were even at a place of importance, you know. And then to be named, man, we were all just so flabbergasted. It was really, really neat.
Well, I Do Declare has an electronic and a plugged-in sort of sound, but mm-hmm. you're acoustic today.
Yeah, when I started playing with the band, you know, you rely on a distortion pedal. If you make a mistake, oh, well, the buzz will cover it up. People won't hear that and stuff. But if you're playing acoustic, you make a mistake, it's right there, clear as day. And I wanted to play acoustic as a challenge to make myself better, because, you know, there's so many people in the music scene here that are just phenomenal. You know, you got Isaiah Warford and Russ Hutchison. Those guys are considered veterans, you know, playing here, and you come up there and you're trying to do some tricks, and you know, you wouldn't be able to do it right, you know. So I'm kind of hard on myself, and playing acoustic was definitely an experience, and that's kind of what helped propel the rest of the things, you know, because you see with the band, and you see me playing the acoustic, And it was kind of more of a branding opportunity to bring the band out more in the front light and stuff, which it worked, mm-hmm. thankfully. But it's something that also very humbling, because if you do make a mistake, you know, you got to make sure to do better the next song.
It's right there. Well, can we experience some of the acoustic here?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
What would you like to play?
Well, I'm going to play an original song we wrote about an old childhood friend called Travis. It's actually funny, another friend that I grew up with helped me write this song. He came to me, his name's Pat Callison, and he's like, here, I wrote this part. And it was in band practice, one of the first band practices we ever had. And man, it just opened something up in my head, and I wrote the chorus, and we wrote the words and melody. So it's a little tribute to Travis, because he was kind of a little pain in our butts in the beginning, but now he's turned into a really good guy, and we still remember all the stories, and so it's all she wrote.
What's the name of the song?
It's called Travis.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty. Travis, it's for you, buddy.
One, two, three, four. Waking up, he's around, window knocking, hear about now. Have you heard? It's the word, 7 a.m. knocking, I hear him now. May I have one? No, I said some. May I have one? No, I said some.
Like it?
I did. I liked it a lot. You mentioned that you graduated from college, went into a professional life.
Mm-hmm. I graduated in 2009, something completely different than music and accounting. And then I quickly learned that I didn't like accounting and went into supply chain, more like logistics and merchandising. And that's really fun, you know. You still get to mess with numbers and stuff. I've always liked numbers, so... Anybody can challenge me at Sudoku. I got you at that. But playing guitar and getting that back into it, it took away a lot of the things that I thought I used to be stressed about or I would worry about, you know, because I was finally doing something that I enjoyed. I didn't feel like I was doing something because it was expected. And having that kind of creative release has brought a lot of sense of content and joy in life again. Not that I was a sad guy, I just wasn't doing the things that I always wanted to do, and now that I'm able to do this and have fun with it and be recognized for it, you know, has made it that much more sweet. You know, I never want to stop like I did before. I thought I was doing the right thing, and you know, it may have been, school taught me a lot about myself, but something about playing guitar and actually being able to do it for other people makes it that much more worthwhile.
Do you mind playing one more song?
Absolutely. You don't have to ask me twice.
Okay. what do you think you'll do here?
I was wanting to do a little Johnny Cash song.
Ooh.
You think that don't
have
go well?
To. Yeah, you don't have to ask me twice for that.
All right, I could do that.
All
I
right.
Got some harmonica too.
Excellent.
Sure, it's all over here. Play Ring of Fire. It's a burning thing that makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And I burned, burned, burned. That ring of fire, that ring of fire. Burning ring of fire, I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And I burned, burned, burned that ring of fire, that ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you just like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And I burned, burned, burned that ring of fire, that ring of fire. And I burned, burned, burned that ring of fire, that ring of fire.
Thank you.
Oh, man, thank you.
We should mention that you'll be playing for the Seedling.
The Seedling Film Association. It's going to be a really nice event. It's a fundraiser to bring awareness to the agricultural field, and we're encouraged to dress in farmer's attire. So I'm going to have my cowboy boots. It's going to be cool. I'm going to be playing from 8 to 8:30, and they have a lot of activities signed up, and then right after that, I'll be a block down the street at the Dixon Street Pub. If anybody has some free time after that, you should come over and enjoy yourself.
So what time will that be?
That will be from 8:30 to midnight. So I'll be there quite a while.
All right, Pat, thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Will you come back sometime?
Absolutely.
All right.
Say when.
Okay, thank you. Pat Ryan Key visited the Furman Garner Performance Studio earlier this week. As he mentioned, he'll play at tomorrow night's Sow Your Seed Party for the Seedling Film Festival at Nightbird Books in Fayetteville. That's tomorrow night. The event is from 8 until 11. You can learn more about the Seedling Film Association at seedlingfilm.com. And you can find out much more and hear more from Pat's band, I Do Declare, at their site, idodeclaremusic.com. And keep an eye on that website because the band's first ever music video should appear there soon. This is Ozarks at Large.
Coming up on Ask Me Another, NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia, author A.J. Jacobs reveals the little bits of wisdom that stay with you when you read the entire encyclopedia.
Like, I remember that Rene Descartes had a fetish for cross-eyed women. That's the stuff that sticks in there.
Join me, Ophira Eisenberg, for NPR's Guiltiest and Most Puzzling Pleasure. Ask Me Another, Saturday morning at 11 here on KUAF.